This is the first time that we're meeting after the tragic death of our 15 minutes of time. I think maybe let's just observe a moment of silence, because this is the first meeting after. When in a moment of silence, Ibrahim.
You
also pray. Oh, you also pray. Oh, okay. Members, it's just that we want to adopt a report. Basically, if we have looked at the report basically is what the department presented to us. But there were a few questions that you asked the department, and there are some recommendations that were put down. I'm sure, because the time is too short, if we could just look at those recommendations and probably see whether the members are agreeing that those are the recommendations that we made, or if there are any that you thought that were left behind, we could actually add them, because tomorrow we're actually debating this budget speech. But I don't think we'll be able to go through, but basically it's what the department had told us, what is actually in this report. I want to, at the beginning, thank the members that have saved us. We just wanted a quorum so that we could adopt this. So thank you very much for attending, members. We know that you have got other things to do, but thank you for coming. I just want you to look at those recommendations. There are very few of them, and see whether in those that were in that meeting, do you think that there are some recommendations that we have left us? As I say, most of the things that I hear is what the department says. I'll just leave it at that. Any questions or comments you could?
There was this concern which has been raised by members at different times about alcohol and drug abuse. I don't know how to capture it as part of the recommendation. More like the department developing a campaign around drug, and I think probably it will have to be an integrated approach with the Department of Social Development to a certain extent. To deal with drug abuse and alcohol.
I think there was a response from the department which was saying probably it's something that needs to be taken up legally. But talking about it, it's something that they will be doing with the Department of Social Development. And they actually combined it with the drugs. Remember, they were, probably you were gone. They were actually saying that the drug problem is quite rife, especially around the Western Cape, where the minister actually talked about the situation where even the teacher at the school can diagnose certain drugs. That if a kid is doing like this, it means he's taking a particular drug of this nature. Okay. Yes, Ms. Duncan. All of them are on holiday.
It's fine, Kevin. Since I'm here today, I'm actually thankful that I can be here, because I'm with the new ministry on women, youth, children, and persons with disability. So I'm actually also thankful to be here. I looked at, read a bit of the report. I'm here on behalf of Mike Waters, and since he didn't give me anything to change or to add to the report, there is none. But I'm going to take the opportunity by just wanting to know very quickly. I also ask him and sit with him. The four areas that you chose, are those the only areas that you're going to focus on? Or are you going to, yearly look at maybe adding a few more, like the gentleman just said and spoke about the alcohol and drug abuse problem that we also have in the country. So I was just a bit concerned there, but since I don't even participate in any of the other meetings, but I will, whenever I have the opportunity, come and sit in the house. Thank you very much.
Oh, it is working. It's working again. Okay. Thank you very much. Maybe let's respond to that. What we were doing as of the time that we met the department, we said the budget has been given to them. All we wanted to know was how were they going to use it, what priorities. And one of the things that they said to us, they've got quadruple burden of disease. And they mentioned this for one hopes that it is because this is what they've prioritized for this year. And then probably next year they'll come up with another one. It's not us who decided that is them. Any other questions or comments, Lamba? We would like you to be part of this committee. I think it would be very interesting, even if you are alternate, but it would be very interesting in having you here.
Can I just make one interesting comment? I must use that one. Chairperson, when we started last year, I already indicated to the five departments that that came to our committee, which is health, social development, police, Department of Justice, and there's another one, education. I have already indicated to them that it would be good, since our portfolio is very cross-cutting across all the departments of government, I think it's 34 if I'm correct, that they give us a breakdown of their budget on how much they spend on women, how much they spend on youth, how much they spend on children and persons with disabilities. The categories of interest will be given through to them. I mean, that's too long to discuss. For us to be able to see, with the fact that government is now looking and adopted the outcome-based approach, which I think it is good, because at least we will be able to see whether budgets are actually making an impact in the lives of the people out there. So just for interest's sake, and I hope that the Health Committee will bear with us as a portfolio committee on the WYCPD in getting the department to respond on those requests. And I think that even the committee will benefit from that, because then the committee will see specific what are we doing for women, what are we doing for these sectors. Because sometimes I think departments think, or even government itself, when we talk about budgets, it sounds so far away from the people, and the sectors that I serve together with the other members are actually part of the full human development cycle, you know, starting in social terms from birth till old age or till death. So thank you for the opportunity. I will definitely, whenever I have the opportunity, sit in. All the best for tomorrow's debate.
No, thank you very much. Even for what you are reminding us. And when that comes, we'll talk to the department and make sure that they respond. But I must say, the Department of Health, which is probably something that you might see in the report, they've highlighted the youth, and in fact, there's something that they talk about the youth and on the budget, especially when you talk about HIV and AIDS. But when you look at women, in fact, this is one of the areas where there's always been a burden in the Department of Health. Because if you look at the maternal mortalities, we are one of those who are not doing very well in South Africa. And in fact, this is one of the concentrations of the department. It came on their own accord that we concentrate on maternal death, and it's actually one of the outcomes in the report. So that tells us that they are really concentrating on youth and women. I don't think there's much that is said about men. Yeah, they didn't even mention prostatic cancer. But we don't worry about that. As much as we should have been worried, but we're not worried, but as long as they deal with females. Matthew?
So, Chairperson, I'm not too sure, but it's just a question for clarity. During the week when we were making rounds, there is this hospital called Bob Ferreira. It's under major heavy construction. So on this five names, I don't see it. Is it not because, is it because it's not a tertiary hospital? Or...
Okay. I think what the minister was highlighting, was highlighting the tertiary institutions that need to be revamped. And in fact, if you look here, it's not just a question of revamping, but it's a question of how are they going to be working too. Umtata, Nelson Mandela Hospital in Umtata, has been built. In fact, it was opened in 2006 or 2007. So it's fairly new, and it cost government more than almost half a billion. So it's still fairly new, but it's how it's working and how it's impacting on our people. So you mentioned this, but I think things like Rob Ferreira and in this place in Port Elizabeth, they're trying to put up, in fact, it's almost ready, a very big casualty in Livingston Hospital. And here, they have not mentioned it here. But that Rob Ferreira is coming in, and the Livingston, they are coming in because we're going for the 2010. And those construction are specifically for the 2010 FIFA World Cup South Africa. So it's not a mistake, but I'm sure they can put up another list of everything that has been done, but they didn't put it up. They only put those ones. Okay. Are you on the opposition side?
The only opposition.
Okay.
Thank you, Chair. I think the reason why they only got it five hospitals is because it's public-private partnership. That is actually where they want to focus. So I know that Nelson Mandela Academic, the Kulkahani, Paraguay is a flagship, which is actually the main one, information we receive. And the others will follow suit.
Okay, if there are any questions, can we adopt the...
somebody move for adoption?
That had a... Okay, thanks. So we will just look at it and then we'll take it. Thank you very much, members. You know, there's one question that I've always been asking myself. I'm sure let's remind each other. I'm not sure, but this has not been formal. On the 15th, we're supposed to be having this campaign of testing. We're looking at 1.5 billion condoms at the end of it that is going to be given out. I think it's a good thing that we need to go for that. But somebody was saying to me from the department that it seems as if they've postponed it. I don't know why. I don't know. But we're still going to confirm it. Don't put it on the paper. So we're still going to confirm it, whether it is postponed. But the question that I wanted to pose to the members, and I thought about it. I don't know whether I'm right. You know, sometimes when we think of environment, we need to find a way of disposing those condoms, 1.5 billion. Now, because that will impact on the environment.
Mm.
How do we think we can dispose of them? But we need to have them. I don't think people have been compelled yet to do circumcision, but it's advisable that you go for circumcision. I know, it's just something that I thought of. I just said, hey, what's going to happen to disposing those? Should we ban them? Should we, after use?
Mm.
But it's a big number.
Yes, it is.
Mm. Okay, Member Follock, welcome. You came when we were just finished. We managed to get some members. We made ourselves quite up. We were saying that if you've got an appointment with the doctor, this is the portfolio committee that has got doctors. So you should make your consultations here. And probably they'll be free.
Well,
is it finished? Probably even the consultation will be free if they come here.
Where are the equipment? Where are your equipment?
Okay.
The recycling of condoms will be a problem. We won't be able to do that. I would just like to mention it. But I think it will be the education, how to dispose of it. Because it's really a problem all over the place you see them. And it's not a good thing. But actually, where the people, young people party and so on, and actually you can have a look around there, you will see a lot of them.
You know, in fact, I was thinking that can there be some of these companies, they become innovative and they do something that will be easy to use and environmentally friendly. Because we're not going to stop the campaign. We've got to continue with the campaign, but we've got to see how we dispose of it.
I just want to know, while are you talking about 1 point, what million condoms, are you talking about the noisy one too?
Well, I'm not talking about
the noisy one into that.
Perhaps would like to say that I think also responsibility, and I kind of agree with a member, maybe we should put this in the public and ask.
Mm-hmm.
You know, really do that and find out so that they can become aware of the fact that we do have a problem. I know, I mean, here in the Western Cape, we have certain areas where it's truly a problem. And you will be very surprised because I do my road calls as well. And this is also what we also need to start doing ourselves within our constituency. Just drive through and we'll be very surprised. And together with that, link it to responsibility as well. Because you see, we put these things out in at the clinics and, you know, at the police station and places like that. I don't know where else yet with regard to the department. But there's not a responsibility. You know, people just take quite a number of it and they might not even be using it. You know, and I think that spending 1.9 billion, just imagine how many houses, if people can be responsible, how many houses, how many mouths can we feed, how can we overcome the health issues of our people. So, yes, it is necessary at this point in time, but I think it has to go around with much responsibility. It's not a thing really to laugh about outside, because that is how I experience it, you know, when young people come and fetch it at our clinics and all of it, or older persons or whatever, it's a joke. I'm taking it, and I'm not I very seldom hear the responsibility factor of it. So that's just a little contribution from my side.
No, thank you very much, because even the responsibility, they need to be taken out, and we need to test ourselves so that we know where we are, and we need to make sure that when people take them, they make use of them, and then how we dispose of them so that it doesn't affect the environment is another thing that we think. But this launch, I think, is very important, and we need, as members, we need all of us, we need to lead from the front and go and test ourselves. So I'm hoping that when that day comes, we'll be the first to jump and be tested. But apparently the president has already done it. So, so we need to go and test. Thank you. If there's nothing, then why don't we call it a day? And then we'll meet tomorrow when we are debating. Yeah, you can go back to your doctor now.